We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru slash Corvette driving son of a gun, Richard Hoskins.
How about a big shout-out to Harrisburg, PA?
You are looking more and more dapper.
I appreciate that.
I think the Corvette, like, it's like a lifestyle change.
It's a little different. I mean, I've noticed definitely when I'm driving it, it's a little bit different persona.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, it's first class.
A little too much speed last weekend, I gotta kind of wind it down a little.
You've been putting some miles on that car.
Yeah, between riding with Sean in the McLaren and then doing a mountain run with the Mustangs on Sunday, gotta slow it down a little.
Yo, we're trying to keep her low mileage.
Well, it's not that. It's trying to keep her under 100, 110.
How about the Porsche 928 coming back? If you had a 9... Okay, let me paint a picture for you. So we got the professor in his 96 LT4 Collector's Edition Vette driving down the road. And then a Porsche 928S convertible.
Strasek.
That too. Pulls up beside him. You know how cool it looks going down the road, seeing these two, and they're just ready to, like, kick it off?
I know. I was riding with Richard, and, you know, you called me about that Porsche or whatever. We were waiting on it to come up. And, you know, about the time it got up beside us, I mean, Richard just started going crazy over this car, and I'm like,
it's a very rare car.
It was cool, and I was like,
what did the person on this plate say on the Porsche, remember? It said something like,
said like super fly
or something, yeah.
Super sweet. Yeah. But no, I mean, that wasn't a factory car. That was a very high-end conversion done when the car was new. They did not make that was a very expensive car when it was new.
But what was even crazier, there was four people in that car.
Yeah, I felt bad for the people in the back.
What color was it?
Black. Black. All black.
Did you know they built them in Spartanburg?
Strasek?
If I ain't mistaken, you talking about...
They built them in Germany.
No. What is
you
the
know, Spartanburg, Germany?
Spartanburg, Germany. Yeah. What is the kit? The guys that's over there in Roebuck that used to put them kits on him.
That's a Fiero.
No, it wasn't. It was on a 911, but it put slant
nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I'm not aware of it, but sure. I mean, that's a thing, definitely.
Yeah.
They made a handful of factory slant noses, but there's a lot more fake ones than real ones. They're kind of like 454 SSs. There's a lot more of them.
So, what is it called when you put that on there?
Slant nose.
Period.
Yeah. It's okay. A 911 slant nose. And they do them either in steel or fiberglass. They do both.
Yeah, steel was the factory, right?
Steel or aluminum from the factory. But and they might have even done some fiberglass. I can't say that 100% sure. I know a lot of the aftermarket ones are fiberglass.
Very interesting.
The only thing I didn't understand is, I think that was aftermarket, right? That carbon fiber wing that was on the back?
Yeah, that wasn't.
Okay, that wasn't part of the kit.
No, that was probably the person that put the super sweet license plate on it. Probably was responsible for that also.
But the poor people in the back seat, now, they took a Porsche and they chopped and made a trunk on it. And then, so that back seat had to be about, I don't know what,
I wouldn't
six
get back
inches
there.
Wide. And there were staying people in the back.
Have you ever looked at in the back seat of a Porsche?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
The seats hit
it's kind of like the back seat of a Camaro.
Yeah, the seats hit the back seats.
Yeah, they're buckets.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, not in a race, would the LT4 take it?
Yeah. Unless it was like a GTS 6-speed and it wasn't. There are some 928s that would probably pull me, but they're very expensive and rare.
He said, you know, even America's
even more rare.
Car.
Yeah. I'm going to take most 928s.
He said, call me dad. Richard's personalized plate, daddy.
So whoever has one, that's a call out.
That was a call out.
Just saying.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, another something famous from Spartanburg County, Tim Greer.
World famous.
World famous.
Facebook famous.
Infamous. I'm Facebook infamous. Professor, what are you doing to Patrick?
Looks like he's tying his shoes in a knot.
Yeah, really.
Poor Patrick's going to wake up from his nap and fall over.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
One segment of introductions.
Both of them. Yes. So, you know, all this bad weather we're having.
I'm over it.
I'm past it.
I thought I was going to have to get a amphibious vehicle to get here.
You know what, though? That's something that shocks me that never went no further than the Amphicar. Really. You would think by now we would... Where's Elon Musk at when you need him? You know, won't he come up with something like that?
I mean, there are a few other ones that are like ATVs that turn into amphibians.
Yeah, but...
Now, there is a guy I know in Arizona...
Or the hovercraft thing.
Well, no. He takes coach buses, and they actually float and have an outboard, like, Mercury, like, 250 on them that drop down. And now it's a floating houseboat, a coach. Look them up. Yeah, they're actually pretty cool.
I mean, to see,
like, $1 million coach bus going across the water.
You see that RV going in the lake? They're drunk. They're drunk, and the next thing you know, it's like, like, really?
He ain't got nothing on me. One time I put my trailer on my pontoon, my little camper trailer.
I'm telling you. See, that's where they got the idea from.
Exactly.
Was from Old
Town. I just didn't have the money to buy the...
To follow up, you know?
That's a Roebuck houseboat.
It was my idea, I'm just telling you.
It's got a Leonard building on a pontoon is a houseboat.
Don't forget the Volkswagen Kuba wagon.
Kuba.
Kuba wagon. It became the thing.
Yeah, well, but that's different. It's not like an actual boat.
Well, I mean, it floats.
It floated.
If you got to break oars out, it don't count. Technically, a lot of things float. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Tim, you float. You know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
Yeah, you'd float well. I'm looking at you. You'd be
buoyant.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going.
I didn't know fat floated.
Like if I was drowning, I would hanker on to you because I know I could float to safety.
You would float because you're full of hot air.
That ain't water weight.
I can stand on top of you like an island. Hey. Come on, Tim.
I claim this as property of Rob. Just stick a flag in his belly button.
Oh, man. So... Horrible. But the Amphicar. The Amphicar 770. Professor, do you know why they called it 770?
7 knots, 70 miles an hour.
Which it didn't either.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't want to do either.
It went 3 knots at 30 miles an hour.
Barely.
You know, I wonder what all these people with these new car designs, did everybody just give up on that idea?
Yeah, well, it did. Well, the one company that really tried it, Amphicar, wasn't a good idea.
Well, hell, Jaguar's been making cars for years, and they still haven't made a good one yet, and they still keep doing it.
But they made an amphibious car for James Bond.
Is that a Jaguar or an Aston Martin?
That was a Lotus.
The Lotus was the Spree, yeah.
Yeah, the submarine.
What about the duck boats?
Yeah, that's military. And that,
they work great.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I'd like to have a duck boat.
A duck boat. I don't know if I want a duck boat. I'm talking about something with some style. And the Amphicar was cool looking. I mean, it was kind of neat, you know? Yeah. If you took all the stupid nautical stuff off of it, like the dumb lights.
If you made it not like a boat.
If I don't use blinkers, why the hell do I need nautical lights? I sure as hell ain't going to use them either, you know? So.
Well, they had the, what are they called, like pentasphere turn signals or whatever, the little things that come out.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, it's like, could you imagine riding behind a car with a propeller on it?
I have seen lately a jet ski motorcycle.
How about a Can-Am bike that doubled as a jet ski? Now that
that is
be kind of cool.
I believe it's something similar. It's more like a moped, but it really it was. It wasn't doing anything but floating.
Float for 5 seconds.
Yep.
Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the C4 Corvette driving, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
I got another cool little shout-out to Fred Timmons.
My buddy Fred.
Yep, he's coming down for our show.
Yeah, he's coming down. Fred's a cool guy. Fred's come down several times and visited. Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Fred's a cool guy. Fred's in Seattle.
Well, no, he's in North Carolina right now. Back and forth.
Yeah,
but he's thinking he's going to be, at the beginning of March, he's going to be in North Carolina, and he's going to come down for the show.
That's right. Moving to North Carolina. Like, I always told Fred that we've got it way better here than he does there.
Well, yeah.
And he took my word on it, and he moved here.
Yep.
Like, I should have been a realtor. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm a hell of a salesman, but I talked him into this.
He moves out of Seattle, Washington, where it rains every day, to here, where it rains every day.
Yeah. Well, lately. Maybe today's not the best day to judge it.
Our bad, Fred.
My bad. The one damn day it ain't raining in Seattle, it rains here. All right. So, and then, of course, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
I am here.
Is that all you got?
Present.
I mean, you know, I bring you in hot. I come in.
Every time.
And then you're like, I'm here.
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Throw a little pitch to it. You know what I mean? Put some heart into it.
Hello, everyone.
I didn't say act like Miss Doubtfire. I said, like, next. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Oh, Hi-Fi himself in the studio.
You know what's even cooler? Guess who stopped by to see us? Mr. Sun X himself.
That's right.
Ricky Mendez.
See, I want to tell you something. Ricky is Mr. Cool Sun X Tool Guy and all that stuff now. I knew Ricky when he was the cool motorcycle guy. I knew Ricky when he was the cool Mustang guy. He's still the cool Mustang guy. I mean, and now he's like the old Mustang guy. But you know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know? I mean, it's kind of, your hair is a lot like your Mustang. It has a touch of gray.
Say hi, Ricky.
I've got my C4 Corvette shoes.
New
balances.
He's got Crocs on.
He's got his fuzzy Crocs on.
Hey, I want to tell you something. With shoes like that,
you know you're cool.
You don't have to, you don't have to worry about dates. So I mean,
he's married.
Hey,
sorry, ladies, lay off the Crocs. He's married.
That's right. Back off, ladies. This pot-bellied stallion is taken.
Don't worry about that Croc sponsorship.
Hey, you know what? They're Post Malone. Has a Crocs. He's the spokesperson for Crocs now.
Yeah, I seen
Post Malone. This dude has prison tats, and he's rocking Crocs. Crocs have street creds now. Okay, first of all, Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer, and Post Malone is rocking Crocs. My world has been turned upside down. If Dr. Dre comes out with white New Balances on, I'm hanging it up. Everything I know is wrong.
It'll probably be Snoop Dogg.
These are special edition. They've got corduroy. And
oh, snap!
I had to put them up for the summer because they sweat too much.
Because my feet sweat, you know. But
to me, Crocs are like just having bedroom slippers on all the time.
I love. Hey,
I got.
When I laid my bike down, I loved them. Everybody's got some. You know what I mean? And the
only thing I don't like about them, like when they first come out, not them specific ones, but the ones that had all the holes in them, I was like, oh man, that'll work good on the boat. You know, when I'm fishing or whatever. I was out on the boat fishing all day, and I got home, I flipped them off, and I had dots everywhere.
Sunburn dots on your feet.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? One place I didn't put suntan.
Lotion blocked. Is on the tops of your feet.
I literally had dots all over my feet for like weeks.
I think that's what, you know what, Sean, we need to shoot a video, and we need you to get out of the McLaren with Crocs on.
Yep.
And be like, hey, ladies.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? Supercar with Crocs on. Oh, Post Malone, I mean, this dude's got the teardrop tat. He got face tats and Crocs.
That's how we nail the endorsement right there. We got a luxury car. I'll bring a Rolls with me. We'll have the McLaren.
I'm telling you.
High society Crocs.
Crocs and a members-only jacket.
That's Dr. Dre's going to be rocking a members-only jacket. They're coming back.
I found where they sell them at.
Yeah.
I sent a picture to Richard. I told him I was going to get him a silver one and you a black leather one the other night.
It's classy.
These are getting close to members-only status.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Columbia's.
They're classy. You know what I mean? Hey, I remember that was the club to be in back in the day. You had one of those satin members only jackets.
But yeah, Hamrick's over in Easley literally has a whole section of members only. Hamrick's
is kind of like the store that was riding the fashion train, and they got off in 1989 and never got back on. No. You know, and somehow they still keep getting stock from 1989. I don't really know how they do it. Like, they go back in time to place orders.
they literally just got storage containers full of it or something. They
and I'm talking all. About, like, every color. There's, like, 50 shades of members-only jackets.
Yeah. I mean, they had silver, blue, red, black. They even had them in leather. They had them in corduroy. They had them
We're taking the professor to the Corvette show up in Tennessee where he can get fitted for his sateen jacket with the Heartbeat of America on the back.
I'll be damned if I ever wear a jacket with Heartbeat of America or any other Chevy stuff on it.
That's a necessity, bud. Speakeasy. You're treading on sacred ground, bud.
He would do it if it had Mopar on it.
Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I would rather be cold than a...
I said he would.
I'm going to tell you.
What is that little direct
connection? I got a funny story about this.
Connections Mopar. Yep.
All right. I bought my 32 Ford. I bought my 32 Ford in Pigeon Forge. It was pouring down rain, a lot like this. I bought a car with no top on it, literally in a torrential downpour. We're all under a tent, and I'm paying this man. The soon-to-be Miss Pitts number two was with me, and we're walking around. And bless her heart, you know, we're pouring down. And these guys were selling, like, these pullover jackets. So she thought it was a good idea. Since I'm buying a 32 Ford, she bought a Ford pullover to wear. I told her right quick, I second guessed it, and probably looking back in hindsight, considering it didn't work, I probably should have stopped it right there, but I didn't. And that was a red flag looking back.
That's an expensive lesson.
It is what it is.
How long did that one last?
9 months.
Nine months.
Didn't take me long to figure
as
out.
As soon as you
up.
Found out she wasn't pregnant,
I'm out. Yeah. No, that's just, it was actually, there's several funny stories with that, but I'll save that for YouTube. But, so anyway, talking about amphibious cars, you know what? It's like the Amphicar came out, the Amphicar 77, and they made them, what, 3 years, 4 years max? And they, you know, they just, like, it was in and then right back out again. And you think somebody would have took a stab at it, like, mainstream. And, like, I mean, they're coming out with an electric Hummer. They're running out of things to do. You've got Elon Musk coming out with damn pickup trucks that look like they were designed by Gillette. It looks like a damn electric razor going down the road.
It does.
And why can't we come out with an amphibious car again? I think it would sell because people buy the dumbest stuff now. Well, or because the Sharper image wouldn't even be there if they didn't.
They got everything else.
It's got to pass all the safety regulations for the bumpers and all that other kind of stuff. So that's a factor to consider in the design of it.
Well, the airbag comes out and float even better.
Okay. Hold that thought, guys. We're talking about amphibious cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
About a shout out to Lexington, Kentucky.
Go Lexington.
Yeah, KFC.
KFC.
I mean, I want to tell you something. I've always been a fan of some Barnyard Pimp, you know?
Yeah, I like some Barnyard Pimp.
You know what I'm saying? Then, kind of feel bad even saying that without the cameraman here.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man that loves chicken as much as Matt. That dude cannot pass up. Some chicken.
No matter where you go to eat, no matter
what
time of day. He orders
the same thing every time.
I've only seen him eat two other things other than chicken. A hamburger, and that one time when we were at the beach, he had some shrimp. Other than that.
It blew my – I mean, I was freaking me out.
Me too. That's because they didn't have chicken at seafood restaurants.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, then of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy. It's Miller time. Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest, Rambler and Roebuck.
The fastest.
The fastest in Roebuck, yes, South Carolina.
How many Roebucks?
Tim Greer.
How many Roebucks are over there?
How many Roebucks?
How many Ramblers?
There's only one Roebuck.
How many Ramblers are
two.
In?
Two. I've got both of them.
He's got both of them.
Okay. I got the fastest and the slowest.
Oh. No in between. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
The originator of Bofum.
Bofum. All right.
The originator of Bofum. Trademark, so, patent.
We're talking about amphibious cars. And you were talking about safety bumpers. I'm kind of with Kobe. They're full of damn foam now. They ought to float down. I mean, they're made out of cheap pool floats. Next.
Yeah, think about Volkswagen back in the day. Bugs will float. Most Volkswagens will float no matter what.
Exactly. So, but you know, the thing is, technology, the way it's gotten now, I mean, why haven't we went down this road?
I would probably get one.
Chubby, can we test yours?
No.
No.
See, what I've been hearing is something, something, something pits motor cars.
No. No. Well, see, this is the thing. You don't want a man, see, if it got out that I can't swim, but I designed an amphibious car, I think that'd be bad for business.
Actually,
that'd
be great for business.
That'd be great, because then you're saying, I trust this car so much, I can't swim, and I'll get in the water with it.
Mm-mm.
No. This is the difference. No test driving.
Exactly. I'd be like, got pool floats on and stuff like that. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean?
What about that Corvette speedboat?
See, but that's different. That's different. I mean, one, that's a boat with Corvette taillights in it. Second,
airbags that come out on the outside.
That could work too. That could work.
I mean, they got airbags going all the way around the perimeter to the inside. Just put them on the outside.
I'm with you. I mean, that could work, but you need something, I mean, with some style to it. That looks kind of lame walking around with
You know, they come back in.
Big old pot, still, big that's kind of dumb. You want it to look cool.
Big old pot, like, of could water.
Could you imagine your
car? It would look like a pontoon.
Could you imagine? That's dumb. I don't want a pontoon
boat. Nobody
wants to cruise the lake on a pontoon.
Nobody looks at a pontoon and goes, man, that's the coolest boat on the lake.
Unless you're wearing Crocs and a Columbia hoodie. But you know what I'm saying. This, a Columbia fleece, no, you want a jet boat. But, okay. I mean, could you imagine your C4 Corvette? Hell, it's shaped like a boat. Could you imagine if you just drove in a lake, target top popped out? I'm going to tell you something. I'm trying to think of the word here. Something magnet. That's what that would be.
I don't drive that car in the rain because it's not very watertight.
See, you're worried about the wrong end.
The end that I'm in.
Exactly.
I mean, we might have to do some finagling on some areas. But technically, it's fiberglass. Boats are fiberglass. I'm just saying, we're on the right track here.
Yeah, the finagling part would be making it float.
It could float-ish.
And seal it up, I guess, because if it leaks, then it's not really good in water.
But I'm just saying, imagine the fishing you could do out of a Corvette. Get you Ron Popeil pocket fisherman
fish
out.
In my Corvette.
I think I could fix Richard.
Hell, and it's even got the compartments behind the seat.
Give me a case of
seat.
That Flex Seal.
That's a fresh water tank is all that is.
Yep.
That's
about, all yeah, it is. Matthew what about great stuff?
No, Matthew we just need Flex Seal. About a case of Flex Seal. Richard's
somebody
car.
Get Phil Swift on here. Yeah. We need a sponsor. I'm telling you, if Phil Swift, could you imagine how much of that crap you could sell if you come floating across the water in a C4 Corvette?
Yeah.
Flex Seal.
That's a commercial.
I think they sell plenty
now. Your pontoon boat with a screen door in the bottom, or you're not your pontoon, but your John boat with a screen door on it. You imagine you come floating by in a C4 Corvette? I'm going to buy some of it. I'm going to give it a shot. That's good stuff.
The question
my
is, whose Corvette?
Yeah, because it's not mine.
Yeah, whose Corvette you going to drive?
It don't matter. It ain't mine either, but you know what I mean.
I don't want to drive mine in the rain.
Richard, I hate to tell you, buddy, you didn't get a standard warranty package.
Exactly. We do not guarantee it when you make it into a boat.
And you're going to need flood insurance.
But that would be kind of cool, though. I think that would be neat. Why hasn't somebody attempted this again? To make that fun novelty car.
Because it's not a very good idea.
Like a Geo Tracker-ish style vehicle that you could take out on the water. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
How about all terrain? This is the thing. Yeah. Everybody's big into this whole mountain biking and camping and all that BS. You know what I'm saying? How about a Geo Tracker kind of vehicle that's off-road? On the water and on road.
You know,
I'm telling you.
You know what's crazy?
You're extreme sports guys, all about it.
Back in the day, my brother-in-law, he bought a 59 or 60 Land Rover. And the roof of the Land Rover actually unsnapped in four spots, and it flipped over, and it was a John boat.
Imagine if you just flipped the whole thing over.
I know, but that was pretty cool,
though. Technically,
I mean,
it's the same
have
idea,
a roof, have a roof on your vehicle that turned into a boat was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, well, Land Rovers are military vehicles. I mean, that's where the same with the Kubel wagon that came from, out of necessity. Doing it as a novelty, as we learned with the AMF car, didn't work out real well.
Well, why don't some of like your new Jeeps and all that stuff, why don't they convert and make a boat on top of them now?
You know what? That'd be actually a cool thing for the aftermarket.
It would.
You know, they make all the LED damn light bars you want.
Yep.
Why don't they make a removable hardtop boat?
Yep.
As they get rid of the snarly headlights.
Yeah, no, exactly. We can't give it the evil look.
But
going,
you know,
down the road.
But that is a cool little idea to have a boat on top of your Jeep or your, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's actually an ingenious idea. Especially if you put some LED lights on that thing, you won't be able to pry them Jeep boys off of it.
No.
You put you a couple LED light bars on that bad boy? Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Call it lake rated.
Oh, my.
If this side is up, I'm floating.
Exactly. Instead of like the flip me over, be like, I'm boating. It's the dinghy.
Huh?
There's little props that go on your receiver hitch.
That would, classic, of course.
Little DeWalt 18-volt powering it.
That would actually be kind of neat. I'm just throwing that out there.
That would be kind of neat.
I'll tell you something else.
We need to get with an aftermarket company and come design that.
We just need to go to Black Mountain Jeep. Somebody get Dennis Collins on the phone.
Yep.
Get Dennis Collins on the phone and say, listen, Dennis, I got the next new idea for you.
Yep.
It's going to be a boat that goes on top of your Jeep. It's the new hardtop that turns into a boat.
Yep.
And you could put glass windows in it like a Rover, and it could be like a glass-bottom boat.
You could do a coast-to-coast race on the water.
You could do that, too. Yeah. You could do that. I'd want to do that in the Corvette boat like Ricky was talking about, though.
Yeah, but that's not really a car. I agree. That would be the way to do it.
I mean, there's something about an LS-powered boat. Kind of gets my... Gets my little heart thing going heart there. Flowing. Gets my little ice box churning. You know what I mean? But I mean, it are sexy boats, and I'm not a boat guy like that. But I'm just,
you know, you're sitting there talking about boats and per general and pontoon boats, but there is that boat, that pontoon boat that just set some kind of world record. It's got 400-300 horsepower motors on the back.
See,
of the
that's
pontoon
just
boat.
All wrong.
It goes over 150 mile an hour on the water in a pontoon boat.
A pontoon boat. That's just not right.
That's what I'm talking about. Now that's my kind of pontooning.
You know, so I got a funny story about boats. So yeah, how the hell are you supposed to have a gas grill going at 150 mile an hour? Hell, I have a hard enough time keeping it burning in a windstorm.
But that's my kind of pontooning.
All right, so mom and daddy moved to the lake about 12 years ago. That was their thing. Move to the lake. What do you do when you move to the lake? Got to have a boat. Can't live on a lake without a boat. Can't be that person. Keep in mind, I grew up in a trailer park. I didn't go to the beach and go to the lake. Hell, I can't swim. My dad can't swim. That's just how we are.
They got to pull that's the funny part.
With a deep end in it, which makes it even worse. So.
And they go on cruises all the time.
All right.
Love you, parents.
So, all right. So, long story short, they decided they were going to go boat shopping. So, I go with my parents. As being the only child, I feel like I need to go. I went with them boat shopping. And my mom's like, a pontoon boat would be so nice and relaxing to cruise out on the water. And, the boat salesman, being the boat salesman he is, we're walking out on these pontoons, and they're all inside. You know, we're stepping onto them and looking at them, and he's telling us all the boat features and all the seats, and this is a life vest and all your storage for junk and whatever. And Dad said, well, how fast does it go? He said, well, this one goes probably about 15 knots wide open. 15 knots. And Daddy said, I can't do that. He said, what do you do if you get a storm or something like that? So, my parents bought a boat on their own the next weekend. Actually, my dad did. He bought a 23-foot Baja with a 454 in it. The perfect first boat for a man that's never driven a boat. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about amphibious cars, and well, I'm probably going to be talking to a psychiatrist about my parents right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Man about town, riding around in a C4 Corvette, Richard Hoskins.
What a shout out to Silver City, New Mexico.
So how's the dating life going? C4 Corvette's picking up, I noticed.
I don't know how to use the word date. Been reasonable.
How about love life? Okay, let's rephrase that.
Reasonable success. Up to a point, and then
did Rob tell you any lies about that though? I'm just saying.
I do officially. Fiberglass
is like an aphrodisiac
that girls like.
I'm telling you.
Are you going out cruising this weekend?
It's nuts when you go from a Murata
to
that.
Saturday because it's going to be raining all day.
No, it's supposed to be pretty.
It's supposed to be nice Saturday.
That's not what I heard.
Have you checked your Apple weather report? Because
been checking all day. I've been trying to get my work to close.
Supposed to be pretty Saturday.
Didn't work.
Anyway, we're filming outside scene Saturday. I hope it is.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to feel bad for the cameraman in the back of the truck.
If it's nice, I'll pull it out, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville, South Carolina. Tim Greer.
Hello, everybody. Fingerville, Roebuck. Where am I at?
Tim, you got to come in hot. Be like, what's going on, people? You know what I mean? Like, jump in there.
What's going on, people?
See, that's better. It's okay. Better. Work that's on what, that. That's going to be your job.
No, that's what Kobe says.
That's what's... No, no.
Yeah, that's.
You don't say what's going on, people.
No, I don't say what's going on.
What do you say?
Huh?
What's going on, guys?
Just what's going on, guys.
Okay.
So you got... That's your...
So mine's people.
Your job this weekend is to come up with an intro. Is to come up with something that has some flair to it.
Flair.
Okay. Take a note, flair. Then, of course, we have Sean from EMF. Autos and audio.
Both of them trademark pending.
See, that's flair right there. I ain't saying it's good, but it's flair.
Okay, Tim, you can say, what's shaking, everyone?
Yep.
There you go.
That's a good one.
What was that you told us at dinner tonight?
I don't even remember. Slogan.
I need a new start.
Anybody looking for a new start? A fresh start. All right. So we're talking about amphibious cars. You know, they're coming out. And I want to talk about this a little bit. What got me started on amphibious cars, which makes no sense, is I was watching the Super Bowl commercial, and they're talking about the new electric Hummer.
Yes.
that's how my brain works. Because
you wanted to drive it into a lake?
No, you don't, because
you get electrocuted. That could be bad. It's like putting a toaster in a damn lake.
I thought Hummer was done.
Well, no, it's not done. It's back. It's the GMC Hummer.
Yep, we were texting back and forth.
Electric, 1,000 horsepower.
Electric
Hummer.
Yep.
I've blown your mind so many times tonight, Ricky.
It ain't really bad looking vehicle,
first of all,
really.
Post Malone's rocking Crocs. Lil Wayne was on the Masked Singer, and an electric 1,000 horsepower Hummer.
I like the body style.
Boom.
They should have put an LSA in it and been done with it.
What else?
That was first of the year. Yeah. Four door and electric.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just not right.
But
you know what I mean?
This Hummer, if they would have put an LSA in it, would have been a huge seller.
You know what? I believe if they came back out with a Hummer, it would be a huge seller because I think people are getting bored with Escalades.
Yep.
I think they want something new, the new IT SUV. And like have you seen the 2021 Escalades, which I like these things? The doors, you shut them too, and they latch themselves. You remember the trunks back in
soft
the day?
That's soft
close. Yeah. It's like, it's just too cool for school.
But the new Hummer body style is very good looking.
So do they have an SUV too? There's a truck.
Yeah, they do have the SUV.
They're going to do one with a back on it too. Mm-hmm. I think it's smaller though. I think it's going to be more like the H3 size.
Mm-hmm. But I think if they would have
made a diesel out of the old Hummer.
Now that would be cool with a Duramax in it. I think that would be killer, and I think that would actually sell well. I'll tell you something else that would be extremely handy for. Is your limousine services doing stretch limos and stuff? Could you imagine? I mean, you know how sick a 120-inch stretch limousine is? Could you imagine one with the torque of a Duramax? Rolling coal when you go to prom? What? You would have every redneck toothless wonder in town. Be like, mama, me and my girl, we want that there Hummer, that diesel Hummer. Rolling coal, diesel life.
But I do.
I hate those stickers.
I think
Soot Life.
I do think an LSA in that would be perfect.
I hate telling people I work at a diesel truck shop just because of those things.
I don't want
to be associated
with
that.
All of them are electric.
It's all electric.
They don't have a gas option.
It's the electric slide. It's the electric slide edition.
Not yet, but I'm trying to push them towards the LSA.
You done called your people?
Yeah, we did. We made a few phone calls.
Kobe is highly influential
at
GM.
Yes, you know how we roll.
He picked up the phone, called Mr. Goodrich, and said, hey, let me tell you what's up.
A little LSA out of a, you know, Cadillac supercharged in the Hummer, you know, come on now.
Just saying.
Nobody wants
GMC electric Hummer.
You can be the first one to do a motor swap.
Of all the things in the world to make it electric, that would probably be the last thing I would think of to do it to it, too. To bring it back and make it electric.
The old one's got about 8 miles a gallon, so.
And what's this one going to get? Like 8 power plants to a gallon? How's that work?
Gigawatts,
1.21 gig. Is this thing nuclear? A nuclear Hummer. I would take better than an electric Hummer. It's a nuke.
I feel it
splits atoms.
I feel like the safety side of that, in terms of collision, might not go so well.
You know what? They make nuclear submarines.
Those don't generally get hit at a traffic light.
No, they get hit by friggin' torpedoes, okay? That's a little tougher than a damn Subaru.
But that's also underwater, and that's also where they used to do nuclear testing was underwater because it was safer than.
So that's why them fish have three eyes. No.
Back to the amphibious cars. So, aha!
That's where that flat flounder comes from.
Those things freak me out, dude.
They are kind of.
Oh god.
They are kind of crazy.
I just can't do it.
Paper fish with an iron ball on top.
Oh, that's gross. That's so gross. It's gross watching people eat them. Love of the bones. That's gross. I'm not a seafood fan anyway, and I know my description just didn't help anybody in the seafood industry, and I apologize. But I don't know. If all the cars you can make electric and make cool, and I'll be honest with you, GM don't have a real good track record with electric cars, considering everyone they make, they end up killing anyway. So, they had the Cadillac, the ELR.
Yeah.
And that was a cool-looking ride. You know, I mean, to be an electric car, it was classy. And then they had the Bolt.
Is it the Bolt or the Volt?
Those are two different cars. The Bolt is the smaller one. The Volt is the larger one.
Right. So you had those. And then, of course, the most famous electric car of all time, you had the EV1, which was originally started out as the Impact, which was the worst name ever for a vehicle.
Yeah, that was not a...
I love that. That puts joy in my heart. I mean, somebody wrote this down on paper and said it to themselves. And don't you know, like, you had the Mr. Voice guy be like, presenting the GM Impact.
Guarantee it's going to blow
the head-on collision. You know, I mean, what next? The fender bender, the smaller version.
The catastrophic accident.
Ford has redeemed themselves, and they put a 7.3 pushrod gas engine in their 250s
now. Well, that, and see, that's the thing, though. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you've seen how bad luck Ford has with diesel engines, I'd go back to gas, too. But, I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm curious to see how that's doing, the 7.3. There's so many things that are coming out now that I'm curious to see how they're going to do. But as usual, we are already out of time.
Wow, that went
quick. And we still hadn't solved the amphibious car problem yet. Maybe next time. Guys, I want to thank you for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.